Lady Esther presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, You Belong to Me. The starring players...
This is Paulette Goddard.
And this is Lee Bowman.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Columbia Pictures' breezy romantic comedy, You Belong to Me. It stars Paulette Goddard as Dr. Helen Hunt and Lee Bowman as Peter Kirk. Esther, Screen Guild players in You Belong to Me. In the happy, careless days when people still went to the hills for their winter sports, an expert skier comes swooping down a snow-covered slope like this. Then suddenly he spies a pretty girl, takes his eye off the course, and makes like this. Peter Kirk is the fellow's name. Young, handsome, and fabulously rich. The girl is Dr. Helen Hunt. Yes, Helen Hunt. M.D., up here on vacation from Los Angeles. And so, when Peter regains consciousness...
Doctor. Oh, Doctor, you're swell.
And then...
Doctor, you're wonderful.
And then...
Doctor, you're beautiful. Will you marry me?
Forget it, Peter. The whole idea is fantastic.
Oh, but, Doctor, I mean, Helen, you know I love you. I've loved you for 3 whole days. I loved you the very first moment we met.
How could you tell? You were unconscious.
I love you and you love me. You know you do.
Maybe you didn't hurt your leg. Maybe it was your head.
You love me, Helen.
Suppose I do. Marriage isn't for women like me. I've dedicated my life to medicine.
Helen, I love you.
There's not a moment of my life I can call my own.
Helen, I love you.
I can never be sure that the day is mine or the night. I can never know when a patient will call.
Helen, I love you.
Did you hear what I said?
Of course I heard, Helen. I love you.
Peter, I'm not sure.
Well, then why don't you stop kissing me? Helen, we can't fight this love. It's too strong. We'll be married this afternoon, won't we? Darling, please.
Well, no one can say I didn't try.
Well, Mrs. Dr. Kirk, this is the old homestead, and it's all yours. Do you like it?
32 rooms, 26 baths. Peter, I'll need a map to get around.
I told you what Dad and Mother left me. After all, what's money?
I'll let you know when I find out. Remember, we've only been married 3 hours.
2 hours and 54 minutes.
Is this the part of the house where we'll live?
I like this upstairs suite best. We'll live up here and eat up here. And grow old together happily.
Peter, darling, promise me one thing.
Anything.
Never let me do what I've dreamed about. Like sleeping till noon and having breakfast in bed. Make me get up early and brush my teeth and shower like a good, honest human being. Promise?
Promise. Oh, Helen, when I realize that we're together... Oh, darn. Come in.
Mr. Kirk, sir. I've had your luggage taken out of the car. And dinner will be brought up in a moment.
Very good, Moody.
And Mrs. Kirk, your office call.
Thank you.
And Mr. Vandermeer. He seemed quite anxious to reach you.
Oh, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Now, Peter, you were saying...
Say, how did those people get our number?
I wired my office. Darling, weren't you going to...
Mr. Vandermeer, too?
Well, he got it from the office, probably. Peter, you were showing me the suite.
Oh, yeah, sure. This man who called...
Van is one of my patients.
Van?
Short for Vandermeer, silly.
That sounds like a very substantial man. About 60, huh? Maybe 61?
No, he's just a few years older than you.
Oh.
Well, have you forgotten the 40-cent tour?
Oh, no, no. On that side is the master bedroom, and over there is a guest room, which you can forget I mentioned. Oh, Helen, I don't want you to think that I'm jealous. It's just that I love you so much.
I love you too, Peter. When you have your arms around me like this, darn. Come in.
Oh, pardon me, Mrs. Kirk. Dinner is served.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a swell dinner, Helen?
And most undietetic in a heavenly sort of way. I've never tasted such lobster thermidor and those tiny biscuits.
No, I guess cook outdid herself. You know, this is what I've always dreamed about. Dinner at home. The two of us here alone together. Oh, pardon me.
Certainly.
You know I... Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, I can fix that. I've got some pills right here in my bag. Here, take these two with a glass of water.
Oh, thanks.
It's a perfectly normal symptom, you know. Emotion and food don't mix. In a roundabout way, you're proving you love me.
Oh, darling.
Wait.
Why?
Now.
Oh, darling. Oh, you're mine. Just to know we'll always be... Oh, I told Moody not to call us. Hello? Of course not, Moody. Say the doctor's out. Say anything. Use your head.
Who is it?
Oh, Mrs. Roberts. Moody can just...
Oh, no, wait. I'll take the phone.
But, darling...
Get to her. Hello? Yes, Moody, put her on. Hello, Mrs. Roberts. No, it's quite all right. It is. Really bad, eh? Well, of course I will. No, no, don't you move. 20 minutes.
Helen.
I'm sorry, dear. It's an emergency.
Yeah, but, darling, to leave now...
Peter, I warned you this would happen. You said you understood thoroughly.
But not this thoroughly.
Well, Peter, I don't like it either, but I've simply got to go. Want to wish me luck?
Of course. Good luck, darling.
I'll hurry back.
I'll be waiting. Took ink well and put it back. Who took ink well and put it back?
Peter, I'm back.
Huh?
Peter.
Oh, I was asleep.
Yes.
Oh, darling, I missed you so much. I'm so glad you... I'm going to tear that phone out by the roots. Hello?
Vandermeer?
Just a moment.
After all, dear, he's a patient.
I give up. Here.
Hello? Yes, Van. Oh, don't be silly. Why are you calling so late? Yes. 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 Yes.
They call that a conversation.
Oh, you live through the night, Van. You can drop in at the office tomorrow.
Sure, anytime.
What? Oh, well, I couldn't now. Oh, but I can't say it now. Well, all right, then. Well, there you are. Satisfied? You ought to be shot. Good night.
Is that how a doctor speaks to a patient?
He has a sore throat.
A sore throat? Is that why you laughed? Is that why you couldn't talk in front of me, your own husband?
Oh, but I had to mumble it. It was embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
All right, then. I told him that you were the finest man I'd ever known and that I was terribly happy.
Well, just the same. I don't care what... You did. Oh, darling, I'm such a heel.
Well, maybe we'd both feel better if you kissed me.
My wife... My love. My gosh.
Oh, dear. Who can it be now?
If I get my hands on him, he'll need a doctor. Yes?
It's Moody, sir. Is there anything else?
No.
Darling, it's only 6:45. It's silly for you to get up just because I have to.
You know what the preacher said, for better or for worse.
And this is worse.
Definitely. Say, why can't people be sick only after 9 a.m.?
Silly, I'm doing an appendectomy at the hospital this morning.
Oh, she's in a pretty bad way, huh?
Who?
The lady with the appendix.
It's a man.
A man?
But why not? I'm supposed to be a very capable surgeon.
Oh, you're also a very attractive woman, and men from the beginning of time have been nothing but scheming, treacherous wolves.
Very well, then. I'm just an animal doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I'm just a jealous fool. Will you forgive me?
I shouldn't.
Meaning you will? Oh, come on. One kiss.
When you kiss me like that, it's sabotage. I lose all interest in my work.
You do? You mean...
No, my first duty is to Mr. Bellows' appendix. Goodbye, darling. I'll see you at dinner.
Playing second fiddle to a sick appendix. Not even a healthy one. Oh, well. Come in.
I thought perhaps you'd like some breakfast, sir.
Moody, you know I never breakfast before 10. What are you doing up so early?
It was the telephone, sir. The hospital called at 6. Mr. Kirk, Mrs. Kirk's assistant at 6:05.
Oh.
And Mr. Vandermeer at 6:10.
Vandermeer? What did he want?
I never listen in, sir. Possibly an appointment with the doctor.
He already has an appointment.
Really, sir? Hmm.
And may I ask what that means?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
Well, then in the future you will oblige me by never mmming before noon.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kirk, will you be going back to bed, sir?
Well, I really could do with a little more.
No. Moody, no more of that lazy life for me. I'm going to the club and play some golf.
Well, as I live and breathe, if it isn't Pete Kirk.
Oh, hello, Keckle.
Never expected to see you at the club this early. Getting dressed for a game of golf, I see.
Yeah, they won't let me wear these pleated shoes in the pool.
Oh, say, that's good. Yeah, by the way, I want to congratulate you. From what I've heard about your bride, she must be just what the patient ordered.
What'd you hear?
Well, Pete, if the boys aren't lying, you'd better get a bottle of dandruff remover.
What for?
To get that Vandermeer out of your hair. Say, he's been raving about that girl for months. And when that wolf raves, it must be something, because he's been on the trail ever since he could walk.
What kind of a looking fellow is he?
Well, say if Flash Gordon was a little gray at the temples.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, believe me, if that guy was anywhere near my wife, I'd lock her in a closet and swallow the key.
Oh, that type of fellow doesn't bother me. I'm not worried.
You're not?
Of course not.
Not a bit?
Not a bit.
Then tell me, why have you put your pants on backwards?
The curtain falls on Act One of the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players. And now, the spotlight is on you. How does your skin look in the glare of bright lights? If you really want to know, well, here's an interesting experiment Lady Esther asks you to make.
I'm going to ask you to do a strange thing. I'm going to ask you to shut your eyes tight, right now while you're listening to me. Shut your eyes and run your fingers gently over your face. You see, in the dark, your sense of touch becomes much sharper. What do you feel as your fingers explore your skin? Do you feel a lovely smoothness like the soft touch of satin? Or does your skin feel a little dry and flaky? Do you feel little bumps here and there? Now you can get rid of that dryness with Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. You can instantly make your skin look and feel smoother, younger, finer textured. And I make no claims I'm not prepared to prove. I ask you to compare results with the results from any cream you've ever used, regardless of price. To make the test, just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like your forehead, chin, or cheek. Wipe it off, and then see and feel the difference. See how much fresher and clearer it looks than all the skin around it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. And remember, what happens to that one cheek will happen to your entire face when you use Lady Esther face cream. For one, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Remember, these are facts you can prove for yourself. The patch test takes only 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, half a minute, you can see for yourself. You can discover once and for all whether the cream you now use is deceiving you. Make the Lady Esther patch test and compare.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of You Belong to Me, starring Lee Bowman as Peter Kirk and Paulette Goddard as Helen Hunt. Comes now the dawn of another day, and I do mean dawn. It's 6:30 a.m. on the following morning, and Peter Kirk, who never breakfasts before 10, is having breakfast.
Me, see, darling?
Who, me? Oh, not at all. It's just that my body can't realize I'm up.
Oh, I wish I could have slept late, too, but I've got such a busy day ahead of me.
Lots of appointments, huh?
Lots.
Didn't you say Van was coming in today?
I didn't, but he is at 2 o'clock. Why?
Oh, nothing. Pretty nice sort of fella, huh?
Yes, very. Peter, you're not getting...
Who, me? Not on your life. It's 2 o'clock. Drew and watch time. Tick tock.
Huh?
Oh, did I say something?
Yes, you said it's 2 o'clock. Da-da-da-da. Peter, you're acting very strangely this morning.
Nonsense. I'm the happiest man in the world.
Honest Injun. Darling, I'm so glad. I have to hurry now, but I'll be thinking of you.
And I'll be thinking of you. Any hour you can name, I'll be thinking of you. 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 2.
Mr. Kirk, sir, will there be anything else?
I don't think so, Moody. Do you have the right time?
Yes, sir. I think so, sir. It's exactly 1:30.
Thanks.
You're quite welcome, sir.
All right. Maybe it isn't cricket. Well, I'm not playing cricket. I'm...
Hello? Is Mr. Vandermeer in? Yeah. My name is Jones. Mm-hmm. Mr. Harold Jones. I want to buy some property Mr. Vandermeer owns. Can I see him this afternoon at 2? No, 2 is the only time I have open. He's tied up?
With his doctor. He couldn't cancel it, could he?
I see. No, I'll call tomorrow. Goodbye. Goodbye.
That's a fine thing, all right. Leading me home to fret and stew, treating me like I didn't even count just because she's so doggone important. Just because I've got too much money. I'll show her, all right. I'll make her sit up and take notice. I'll do something about it. I'll do something radical. I'll go to work. I'll... My goodness, what have I said?
Peter?
Helen, dear.
Oh, darling, it's so good to see you. I rushed right home.
No,
I...
Wait. Look at me.
You look fine.
Yeah, of course I do. I've won a battle.
Well, ought I see the other fellow?
No, not that kind. I mean a battle with myself. I'll be honest, honey. When you left this morning, I was raging inside with jealousy. Imagining weird, crazy things about you and Vandermeer. Well, you know, I even considered going down to your office and throwing him out bodily.
Peter.
But I fought a battle with myself. And I won.
You won't be jealous anymore. You won't imagine things.
Never again. I'm a changed man.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that, because I didn't see Van this afternoon.
You didn't?
No, I'm going to his house.
His house?
Well, he's too ill to come out. It hit him quite suddenly this afternoon. I think it's the flu.
Yes, I know, but...
But I'm going over there right now. I just stopped in to give you a kiss and tell you to hold dinner for me. Bye, darling. I won't be long.
Now it's to his house. And at night. And the moon is out. Maybe I ought to go over there and... No. No, I'm a changed man now.
Mr. Kirk, sir.
Huh? Oh, yes, Moody.
Beg pardon, but I noticed Mrs. Kirk was leaving again. What about dinner, sir?
She'll be back by 8. It's just an emergency call to Vandermeer's.
Mr. Vandermeer, sir.
Moody, are you going to start that mmming again?
I'm very sorry, sir. It was just the surprise.
What surprise?
Well, I saw Mr. Vandermeer's cook at the market today, and she said Mr. Vandermeer was in excellent health.
Oh, I don't care if he isn't.
This way, Doctor. Mr. Vandermeer is expecting you.
Thank you, Fredericks. But why are all the cars outside?
The cars, Doctor?
Well, yes. Why is it so dark in here? Why don't you turn on the lights?
Surprise! Surprise!
Oh, my.
All right. Bernice, turn on the lights, will you?
How do you like it, Helen?
Oh, Van, all of you. Oh, I think you're wonderful. But my husband...
Oh, we couldn't ask you both, or it wouldn't have been a surprise. I'll have Fredericks call him now. Fredericks!
Mr. Peter Kirk has just arrived, sir.
Say, Helen, that husband of yours doesn't waste any time.
You're telling me.
Helen,
Peter,
we'll
darling,
discuss that
just...
later. You're coming home with me.
Oh, wait a minute.
But
this
Peter,
is...
Peter, dear...
And as for the rest of these people and your host, they're just a bunch of dirty tramps. Come along.
Oh.
beg pardon, ma'am. Will Mr. Kirk want his breakfast now, do you think?
You might ask him, Moody. He's in the guest room.
The guest room, ma'am?
Yes, is there any comment you'd like to make?
Nothing, ma'am. Nothing beyond... Excuse me, please. Mr. Kirk, sir. Mr. Kirk.
I imagine you'll have to open the door.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Kirk, sir, would you like some... Oh, I say, ma'am.
Moody, what is it? What's wrong?
The bed's not even been slept in, ma'am. Mr. Kirk is gone.
Moody.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Kirk. You're home early, ma'am.
Oh, I've been so distracted these past 3 days, I might just as well not have been at the office. Were there any calls?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Vandermeer.
Again?
And Mr. Kirk.
Peter called. Well, why didn't you telephone me?
I was not to tell you till you came home, ma'am.
But where is he, Moody? What did he say?
You're to meet him tomorrow at Hill's Department Store. Counter 7, main floor. Ask for Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins? I never knew a Jenkins in my life.
Can you tell me how much this tie is?
It's a pleasure, madam. This tie sells for $5.
$5?
$5 anywhere but here. During our sale, you may have this extraordinary piece of merchandise for $2.39. An imported tie which we absolutely cannot replace in stock.
Well...
Peter.
Well, of course, it is sort of pretty.
Peter, darling.
Excuse me, madam. Someone I have to... one of my charge accounts. I'll be right back. Hello, honey.
Oh, Peter Kirk, you're working.
Shh, not so loud. The name's Jenkins. But I am working. $22.50 a week.
Peter, how wonderful.
Yeah, I guess your diagnosis was correct. Work makes you feel a lot more important. Makes you want to better yourself. Why, already I've been complimented by the head of the department.
No.
Yes. And, Helen, about the other night.
Oh, forget it, darling. I've forgotten it.
You have? You mean everything's all right?
You think I want to lose a man with the future you've got? Why, if you can sell a tie, you can sell a yacht. And if you can sell a yacht, you can sell anything. Besides, I love you, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, darling.
Say, mister, about this tie.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Peter, I'll see you at dinner. Bye, darling.
Bye.
Does that always go with the charge account?
Well, she's a very special customer.
You got lipstick.
I have. Well, what do you know?
Mr. Jenkins?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, Jenkins. Yes, I'm Jenkins.
Mr. Marshall wants to see in his office.
Well, the manager? Say, that's great. I'll be right up there as soon as I finish this sale.
Just want you to understand our position, Mr. Kirk. Now, our employees' club is very strong. Naturally, we can't risk any trouble.
But why should I cause any trouble?
Well, it seems they've discovered who you are, and they feel you shouldn't be working here, taking a job from someone who needs it.
Yeah, but I need it, too. I need it more than anyone.
Oh, come now, Mr. Kirk. With all your millions...
It isn't the money. It's my self-respect. And my wife. And my... Oh, what's the use? You're sure there's no hope?
I'm afraid not. I'll have the cashier draw your check.
Poor Daisy's been gone now, Moody. Why does he do a thing like this to us?
Perhaps it was that story in the paper, ma'am, about his losing that job.
Well, what's wrong with that? Anyone can lose a job. It's a whole lot worse to lose a husband.
Probably you haven't lost him yet, ma'am. I always say that,
I'll take it. Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Hunt. My husband, where? Central Hospital. Well, of course, certainly. I'll be right over. Where is he, nurse? Which room? Where is he? Which
this
room?
One, Dr. Hunt.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Peter.
Hello, honey.
Peter. You mean you're not hurt?
Well, how do I look?
Peter Kirk, I could break your neck, scaring me to death, pretending to be injured.
Oh, golly, you've just been imagining things. It was my secretary who phoned.
Your secretary?
Sure. How do you like your hospital, Helen?
My hospital?
Well, half yours, anyway. I just bought it.
Oh, Peter, you must be out of your mind. This place is bankrupt. It takes a fortune to run.
All that stuff I've got. I wouldn't call it broccoli. Boy, am I going to be busy.
You?
Yeah, just on the business end, of course. Boy, will you be busy.
Me?
You bet your life. You're head of staff.
Peter, wait a minute. Now, let me get this straight. You mean you're putting your money into this hospital, knowing you'll get nothing in return?
What do you mean, nothing? I'll be helping the sick. I'll be making jobs for doctors and nurses.
Interns, too.
And maybe a lot of other people I don't even know about. Now, you should see all the patients in here.
A lot of youngsters, I'll bet.
Yeah. Just think what we can do for those kids.
Peter will make them all well.
Say, you're just as excited as I am.
Oh, Peter, darling, I love you so much.
Oh, well, gosh, I'm... Oh, why don't you do it? Oh, doctor. That treatment could become habit-forming.
Why, darling, you're shaking all over.
That's the medicine you shake well after taking. If we could ever powder those kisses and get them into capsules, we'd have an anesthetic that'll startle the medical world.
Thank you, Lee Bowman and Paulette Goddard, for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players tonight. We are grateful indeed for your fine performances.
And we're glad to be here, Mr. Bradley. We look forward to our appearances with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players because we know that the benefits from these programs go to support the Motion Picture Relief Fund, Country House, and Clinic. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Goddard. Anyone can say the exact words I say, can make the same claims I make. But claims mean nothing at all. It's proof that counts. Proof you can see with your own eyes. Now, I say Lady Esther Face Cream is the only cream you need for a well-groomed skin. For a really smooth, clean-looking skin. For this one cream, by itself, does all the four things your skin needs most for beauty. And I don't just say it. I ask the chance to prove it. To prove it by means of the patch test. Here's all you do. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one part of your face, like your forehead, chin, or cheek. Rub it on, wipe it off, and look in your mirror. See how much fresher and clearer that patch of skin looks than all the skin around it. Touch it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. That's what will happen to your entire face when you apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. It will waken to instant new life and freshness. It will look smoother, feel softer. Take on a radiant, new, youthful appearance. Many women who thought they were born with a bad skin write and tell me they see an exciting difference after the very first application of Lady Esther face cream.
Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present China Seas. It will star Douglas Dumbrill, Anna Lee, Lucille Ball, and Clark Gable. Be sure to listen, won't you? Paulette Goddard appeared through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, producers of And Now Tomorrow. Lee Bowman appeared through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures and will soon be seen co-starring with Rita Hayworth and Janet Flair in the Columbia picture Tonight and Every Night. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.